This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
We just found out that the Organization for Economic Cooperation and Development reduced global growth moving forward. It's part of all the stuff that's sort of this. Everyone's feeling pretty cruddy about the economics. Jill Schlesinger, Jill on Money, CBS News. You know, I always say this on the show. You know, when I started at CNBC in 2007, I paid very little attention to sentiment surveys. I thought they were sort of fluffy and whatever. And then I realized that they really do matter because sentiment can, you know, translates into behavior. And then I saw Jamie Dimon said something like, well, people haven't changed their behavior, but companies definitely are. And I do believe in this concept of talking ourselves into recession, right? Mm. I mean, that certainly kind of seems where we're going.
Well, it's interesting that Jamie said that. My dear friend Jamie Dimon, he's not my friend at all. I don't know.
And he's not my dear friend either.
Exactly. But his chief strategist, a guy named Michael Semblis, just blasted a research report out last week. And one of the things that he thinks is that actually people are, not just companies, but people are really freaking out a lot. And, you know, we're seeing that in sentiment surveys in the University of Michigan and the Conference Board. And I agree with you that, you know, how you feel does not necessarily translate into what you do, but it has already. So that, I think, we do have to pay attention to. In other words, I feel terrible about gas prices. Okay, did you stop driving? No. Right. Okay, well, you might feel bad, but you're not doing anything about it. But if you are really not feeling good about the economy and you start to pull back your spending, that is something we pay attention to. And right now, what we do know is in January, consumers pulled back, many consumers, not everyone, a lot of people pulled back on their spending, especially people, I would say, the 65% and below of like income and wealth, they pulled back their spending. There was an interesting article, which I'm sure you were happy to see in some respects, which is like last week in the Wall Street Journal, they said, oh, you know, everyone's pulling back on their spending, even rich people. Like, they're not going to go to France in the south of France this summer. They might actually stay in the United States. Oh, my gosh. I know, really, it's silly, but, you know, wealthy people have been spending a ton of money, and it does keep the economy afloat. And I interviewed Diane Swank, who's a wonderful economist.
She is the best. She's
fantastic.
Awesome. Yeah.
So I made her spend an hour with me on Friday in front of her screen, just walking me through. Usually she's like the one who like just chills me out. She kind of got me a little anxious. Huh. Not so much like, oh, you should worry and everything's going to hell. But what she did say was, she is concerned that a lot of the uncertainty around tariffs is brewing and creating this almost like muscle memory in consumers that's going to show up in data very soon. So we'll see. She might or may not be wrong, but this is where we are. you know, it's very hard to feel comfortable when new things are changing every single day, and it's very hard to plan for the future. So if Dollar General and Kohl's and Macy's and Walmart and Costco say people are under pressure, I believe them. Don't you?
Yeah. Sure.
Sorry, Jamie. To say something.
So, you know, when it comes to, I'm curious, we're talking with Jill Schlesinger, CBS News, and Jill on Money. I've been reading, I don't know much about Scott, is it Bessent? Bessent?
I
don't
Bessent. Know. I know a little bit about him to sound like I know him.
So, you know, they thought maybe he'd be Wall Street friendly because he comes from that world.
I mean,
it seems like he's bought in, though, to this concept of, like, don't worry about what the stock market's doing now. And I guess I've seen this kind of stuff where maybe if you see this through and the tariffs, we finally find out what they actually are going to be as opposed to pulling them on, taking them off and on and off and on and off and on. But, I mean, what we might not get to the point to actually find out if they are good or bad for the economy, if people freak out and the market tanks.
That's a very good point. I mean, so I think that the administration and Scott Bessent and the president, all, you know, they're all saying, look, this is the bitter medicine we have to swallow. So the way I liken this is to, you know, the moment where you get like a weird reading from a doctor and the doctor says, you know what, let's go send this out and we'll see whether this is, you know, bad or good, right?
Could be cancer, could be nothing.
Could be nothing. Could be that you have cancer.
Right.
Okay, I like the nothing part better. The period between you having the, like, knowing you have to wait and then getting the actual result is agonizing.
Yeah.
And you kind of, it's immobilizing, frankly. We're in that period right now. Hmm. We don't know. We don't know whether tariffs are going to stay in place. We don't know whether prices are going to rise. We don't know whether the economy is going to contract. We don't know any of those things. That's the anxiety you're feeling.
So now, what are we supposed to do?
Well, hold on a second. I'm going to get to that first. But the real issue is that once you know, because you said this actually as we were leading in, which is once you know, you then can actually deal with it, right? Like, okay, well, I guess I need chemo and radiation. The problem is you're still sick, right? If you know. So what you do now is you don't muck around with your portfolio. You don't muck around with your retirement account. What you do is you prepare yourself in a way that's meaningful. Like if I were in that period of waiting to find out whether I had a diagnosis, I might say, instead of myself driving myself crazy right now, you know what I want to do? Do I have enough money in the bank? Like if I had to take off from work, could I have 6 to 12 months? Should I pay down some debt? Should I talk to my kids about where all the documents are? Oh, wait, I don't have any documents. Maybe I'll get my documents done. That's a proactive thing to do right now, as opposed to starting to move things around in your 401k.
Yep.
All this is to say that the actions you should be taking are actions that are parts of your life you can control. You cannot control whether we go into a recession or there is a bear market. There's no use in you trying to time the market. It doesn't work. So all those friends of yours who came on the air of CNBC or people who say, I heard so-and-so, they don't know anything. They know nothing. Nobody predicted that markets would fall in this way at this time. So let's go stick to what we know best, which is our own lives.
Yeah, it is. It is getting a little bit nervous for people, which
good.
I haven't felt in a while, right?
Good. They can feel, you can feel nervous because you know what? That's human. But you know what? We felt nervous in 2022. Markets went down.
Yeah.
And it was bad. It was only a few years ago. 5 years ago, there was a ridiculous sell-off in the market. Like the market lost a third of its value in 5 weeks. It was crazy. It was COVID. It was scary. Then the market came back. So just look at the last 5 years. It's a very good template for why you should not try to make a move and outguess the market. It doesn't work. Tune out the noise.
Man, I should have bought when Mark Haynes called the bottom, put everything in an apple when it was like a,
I liked Mark
67.
Haynes. I liked him very much. But all those people who come on the air, turn off CNBC and listen to this. How about that?
That's right. Sounds good
listen
to me.
Listen to this station right here.
Yeah. I think that people will stop listening to them and start listening to me on
they should.
Stuff. Well, Jill, I appreciate it. And I always enjoy the conversation. I hope you have a great week.
Take care, buddy.
Hi, this is Debbie, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help you with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments
I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. And I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
Yeah, We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, no pressure, no hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Oh, okay. Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over.
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and get up to 40% off with minimum purchase. Rules and restrictions may apply.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a five-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or whenever my favorite team is playing late. 5-Hour Energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
Hey, it's Gemma Spegg, host of the Open Mind original podcast, Mantra. Every Monday, I'll bring you a new mantra, a simple yet powerful phrase to help you clear your mind and stay grounded amidst the chaos. I'll also share some personal stories, journal prompts, and a weekly challenge to bring each mantra to life. Follow and listen to Mantra, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with Open Mind Studios, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.